Yo, it's about that time to bring forth the podcast.
And why shall we bring this podcast forth with?
With Good Vibrations by Marky Mark and the Funky Bun.
I was wondering when we were going to get around to this song.
I don't know why I didn't choose it earlier. I listen to this song all the time still. It's a great workout song.
It's a good sitting around doing nothing song.
It's a great dancing song.
It's a great everything song.
Playing cards song.
Cooking.
Yeah. It has a good kind of message to keep you motivated too. I don't know if that was necessarily the intent of the song, but like, come on, come on. And it's like,
okay.
And he talks about being healthy and Although, I mean, I guess it might be kind of sexual. The video sure makes it seem sexual, and I never thought of that song this way for some reason. So, yeah. I mean, we have to get into it. Who's the Funky Bunch? Come on, come on. The Funky Bunch consists of, I'll say their names, only one really matters. Well, Ashy Ace, Scotty G, DJ T, and my favorite, Hector the Booty Inspector. His name is Hector something, but that's what he went by. And of course, I mean, I don't mean they're not important, but their names aren't as fun. And I couldn't find a lot about them. I didn't go too deep. And Mark Robert Michael Wahlberg, youngest of 9 children. We all know his famous brother, Donnie. I learned he was in New Kids on the Block for a couple of weeks with Donnie. When he was 13, like two weeks. And then he quit. And that's when all the other band members started.
Oh, okay.
That's when he was 13. He had some rough teenage years. I did not know about Mark Wahlberg's shady, shady past. There were some violent racist incidents that I won't necessarily go into. I think he might have changed. He was actually in jail for one of those incidents. He served three months he was sent to jail, and he only served 45 days. He tried to get a pardon in the 2000s, but it was like, no, I don't know if it's worth it. He still talked to the man that he assaulted, and I think that guy has forgiven him. So, you know, I like to think people can change and turn their life around. Especially this video, he says black, white, red, brown, feel a vibration. He doesn't say he made me change. By the time he was 20, because he's just 20 in this. So because he had kind of a past, his brother Donnie decided that he would produce his album for him, the 1991 Music for the People album. He helped write it too. He helped write Good Vibrations as well. I didn't know that after this, they had a second album. Their last time they were ever kind of, they disbanded in 92 after they were on the Super Mario Brothers movie soundtrack.
I didn't know they were.
It wasn't this song. I don't know what song it was. He then went to Germany. He had some German hits and tracks. He produced some. He kind of wrote and sometimes sang in a band called One Love. He did a reggae collaboration, I guess big in Germany. Retired in 1998 to become an actor full time. I mean, we all know in 92, he did the Calvin Klein ad. Well, I don't know if everyone knows the year, but you know, everyone knows that ad, right? His acting debut, the first was The Substitute, which it was a US, like it was a TV release movie where he was credited by as Marky Mark, but then he started going by Mark Wahlberg.
I think it's a better choice.
I think so too. He was in a Danny DeVito movie. He was in The Basketball Diaries with Leonardo DiCaprio in 1995. And you know, he's still acting today. He also sang this song, and I saw this movie in the rock star. He sang this during the credits for that movie. He sings it. He's in a tribute band, which I think is
awesome,
kind of cool. Yeah, and I don't remember. I did see that movie, but I can't remember that. That's something I might forget. There was in 1992 a Marky Mark and the Funky Bun Make My video game.
I did not know that.
Where you got to edit music videos for the Funky Bunch, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, which sounds horrible. It didn't do well, but it's kind of awesome too. Yeah, and that leads us to, of course, Good Vibration off their Music for the People album. It was released July 1991, the song. There's a sample, and she's actually singing in the song from Loliatta Holloway. and she's in the video as well. The song Love Sensation. Yeah, the video also, he's making out in a bed with Tracy Bingham, who was on Baywatch, who, ding, 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 is our Canadian connection with Pamela Anderson.
I was thinking if he was big in Germany, so was David Hasselhoff, and David Hasselhoff is in Baywatch with Pam Anderson.
Is that your connection?
No. I had a different connection, Canadian connection.
Do you want to go into it?
Yeah, it's not a long one this week. It's pretty short and to the point. And Mark Wahlberg is from Boston. And every year at Christmas time, Nova Scotia sends a Christmas tree to Boston.
That's right.
Because of the Halifax explosion, a whole different story. But yeah,
that's your my Canadian connection. Also in the video is, not in the video, but for the video, boxer Mickey Ward helped train him for the video, all the training he's doing in this video. And that's the boxer he played in the 2010 movie, The Fighter. That's where I first met him. I don't know if it's Mikey or Mickey.
I'm not sure.
Mikey or Mickey? Sorry. I'm not Googling you in the middle of a podcast with everyone else can if they care. Now, this video, iconic. This is this is a 90s hip hop video.
Oh, is it ever 90s?
The warehouse, yeah. The black and white, splashing in
puddles, yeah.
Overalls. Mm-hmm. There's people wearing overalls or coveralls.
No shirt.
No shirts, yes. Going upstairs, like the stairs being part of it, yes.
Yeah. MC Hammer.
Also, I was really uncomfortable by the girl dancers who were humping the floor. Kind of 90s though, but yes. They weren't scantily clad. They were in, yeah. And yeah, this song was critically acclaimed. People are kind of like, you know, it was easy. The rap isn't like it's pretty simple. There's just that simple, like there's a good hook, that simple piano. And of course, the singer, Loliata Holloway. Loliata Holloway. Again, sorry, dear. I don't know how to say your name.
Dear?
Yes.
Just going with dear
if
now.
She's listening. Yes. Yeah, and I have to agree. This song is great.
Oh, it definitely is. It still holds up. We hear it the perfect amount.
Mm-hmm.
That is still fun, and we're not getting sick of it.
Yep.
We put it on ourselves a lot. It's just fun all around.
Yeah, and even like it can be, the rapping is a little cheesy, but it's also kind of great too because
It's the 90s.
And it's kind of a good message. Like
this is all 90s, like pure, nothing beating around the bush, just
sampling an old song.
Yeah. Rap in the middle of it.
I'm just glad she got the acclaim. They didn't just use her voice like,
yeah.
I'm talking to you, CNC Music Factory. If that boxer is listening, if she's listening, if CNC Music Factory is listening, yeah, send us a message.
Come on over. And explain yourselves.
Yeah.
or tell us how to properly say your name as well. That would be helpful.
Or maybe you're dead. Sorry if you are. I have nothing bad to say about this song. It holds up. It is a great song.
Yeah, it definitely holds up.
It's not overplayed. Like you said, it's played just right. But
yes.
I do listen to it a lot when exercising.
Yeah. It's a good upbeat song that you can just put on at any time and it's going to put a smile on your face. Yeah, just totally awesome.
Makes me want to go splash in puddles in front of a warehouse.
Awesome.
In my overalls.
Yeah. So this song did reach number 7 on the Canadian Top Singles and number 2 on the Dance Urban Hits, the Canadian Dance Urban Hits.
As it should have. I was happy with my choice. I didn't necessarily have to choose it I didn't have to choose it so I'd listen to it. And something I listened to. I just don't know what took me so long to pick it. Talking about choosing songs, what will I be listening to? Oh, this week.
We're going to go with a band that we mentioned a couple times in passing in the last few months. We're going to go with Girl of My Dreams by the Moffats.
Oh.
So a little bit of unknownness, but known I guess.
I feel like I know this band name, but and I probably know the song, but I cannot for the life of me.
Yeah, it's Canada's answer to the Hansons.
Yeah, and that's kind of... I'm sure it'll... I'm thinking it'll ring a bell, but we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, keep on listening.